Elliot, by Caitlin Cruz. Narrated by Joel Simler and Megan Kelly.
Chapter 1. The cowboy next door was pounding on his fences again. Sadly, not a euphemism. Elliot Hathaway was beginning to think he was doing it at her. She blew out a breath and tried to center herself the way she always did. Clay, her hands. Whatever the will before her brought into being, but the pounding got loud. Again. Elliot had been doing her best to ignore it, but every day that the racket went on, she lost a little more of her center and her cool. And she hated losing either. It reminded her a little too strongly of her chaotic childhood. Still, she did not intend to take this kind of daily provocation lying down when her only sin was being a granddaughter of crusty old Jack Hathaway and thus entitled to the land her brand new pottery studio sat upon. The land everyone knew Grandpa Jack's too-cowboy-to-live neighbor had been planning to buy himself. If the remarkably grumpy Colt West wanted a war, well, Elliot was prepared to wade right in, guns blazing. Not real guns, she corrected herself out loud, because she didn't need to put that kind of negative energy out there. Obviously. She blew an errant strand of her dark hair out of her face as she worked the clay on the wheel before her, her gaze trained out the window on the gorgeous Oregon field that stretched out toward the hills, bright with spring green, promising a serenity she wanted very much to feel, despite the endless pounding. Elliot tried to focus on the pretty view. This part of Oregon was very different from Portland, up north, which she supposed was more her home than anywhere else. She'd not only gone to school there, but had kept what few things that didn't travel with her in a storage unit on the outskirts of the city after graduation. She'd spent the 3 years since wandering, crisscrossing the country from craft fair to kiln seminar to communities of clay enthusiasts, wherever her trusty van could take her. She'd seen a great many of the country's most beautiful places, but she thought this particular view was her favorite. This sweeping view from this particular spread of land, because it was hers. Or close enough. She and her sisters, all raised apart from each other by their respective mothers, or in Georgie's case, her half-brother, had finally gathered in one place the way they'd dreamed since the day they'd finally met.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?